kitchen director for the weekend. And so Rick pretty much gave you the synopsis of, like, we got our backup, we got our kitchen team, we got our EV, they're going to do cool skits for you guys, they're the actors and actresses of the weekend. So they're going to handle that. What else? You got AV, they're taking photos. And of course, you got your table leaders, the people that are wearing the shirts at your table. You're going to handle with them most of the weekend. That's a quick thing of the team. You'll get their names the rest of the weekend. So pretty much, you guys know us as the cool kids in the cool Jesus shirts. We're here to lead you guys this weekend. If you think we're cool, side note, I think we're cool. So Rick mentioned that our name is Antioch. So this weekend, you guys get to be called Christians. And if you're Catholic, you guys are here at a Catholic retreat, you get to be called Catholic, which is even better. We get to practice the sacraments. We get to talk about it. You guys are going to hear some pretty good talks this weekend from people who kind of know what's up. Christians, one of the main things about knowing that, like, you're an Antioch Christian is that you're going to stand out. You saw us dance and move and groove when we come in. We're going to do praise and worship this weekend, which is one of my personal favorite things. I kind of help lead that as well. Don't be afraid to dance this weekend. Don't be afraid to share your opinions this weekend, because, like, it matters. You guys don't, like, your school friends, maybe your school friends are here, but, like, for the most part, it's kind of you this weekend. You don't know the time. You're kind of in your own little bubble. So, like, be you. Do your thing. We're made to be a little bit uncomfortable. So you'll be asked to share some stuff. And it's one of those things is, like, your input is going to equal your output for this retreat. So, like, if you put in a lot, you're going to get a lot out. If you don't put in that much, maybe you will get a lot out. You're like one of those people that don't do the work, but, like, get an A anyway. Like, shout out to you guys. So that's the most important thing for the weekend. All right. So with this, you guys will have a schedule. You don't really know the schedule. So you're going to follow us because we know it. And there are a couple rules that you guys do have to follow on the weekend, because, like with most things, there kind of comes rules and, you know, things you got to follow. So I'm here to announce our 2017 rules video for you guys. Do we have lights?
Yes!
Rick, how did you know this is my favorite part?
When will it stop?
Oh, perfect!
I love the
Thank you.
stays at your table. So following these rules will ensure you a safe and fun time here in Antioch this weekend.
But if you don't follow these rules, then have an even better time.
Not today, see ya. So you guys got like the pretty much the quick thing of the rules for the weekend. Pretty much like your basic, you know, rules you should like already be following for the most part. So you guys have your table discussions. We'll go over them real quick once more time. So what stays at your table, if someone's like, you're probably going to share some personal stuff this weekend because we're going to talk about pretty personal stuff. I mean, it's like your relationship with Jesus and that. So if someone mentions something personal, doesn't leave the talk room, all right? FYI, this is the talk room. With that, guys blue, girls pink. No purple. Pretty self-explanatory, too. We got that. What else? No swearing. Por favor. No drugs, alcohol, and you can't really leave, because it's going to be, like, really weird if we see you leaving, and we kind of have to, like, run down the street and chase you and be like, hey, come back, and then everyone's going to be like, oh, what are they doing? There's, like, a tag going on outside. I don't know. It's just don't leave. It's going to be really weird for someone who has to chase you, and it's going to be weird for you, too. Another thing that wasn't in the rule video. Sorry, I feel so weird, but you kind of did. Another thing in the rule video, wear your name tag this weekend. The people at your table are going to know your names, but the other team members won't know your name immediately just because we haven't, like, been with you all weekend. And again, same thing if you're running down the road and you don't have a name tag, not only are you leaving, but we also don't know your name. So you're like, kid, get back here. They're like, come on. It's going to be like, oh, that's getting weirder. If we don't know your name, we got to be like, kid. Dude, son, like dad names. We don't want to have to call you dad names this weekend. That's really weird too. All right, so, as I mentioned before, this is the talk room for the weekend. Here we're gonna get those really awesome testimonials. People who know what's up are gonna be in front of you, telling life stories, giving you guys like advice, pretty much. Team's not perfect. I myself's not perfect, so don't start with that impression. We mess up all the time. So everyone up here has got some pretty good life advice to give. So heads up, listen up. You'll be asking and talking about it afterwards. So this is the talk room, and then where we started is called the Bosco Center. This is where the guys are going to be sleeping this evening. Yep. And then the girls, we haven't been there yet, but you guys were sleeping over in the school in the library.
Yeah. What? You guys sleep in the library?
Yeah.
All right.
So girls, we haven't walked over there yet, but we'll be in the school. We'll walk over there as a group. Yeah. Guys in Bosco. What's else? All right. So if you guys walk out the door when you guys were coming in here, this is kind of like the courtyard area as you guys saw. If you were to go out the doors that you came in and take a left, there's restrooms there. So if you need to go at any point, just let your table know, you guys can walk outside and use that. The church will be in there for Sunday Mass as well as service tomorrow evening. So, we'll walk with you guys to the church. There's that. What else? Adoration Chapel. If you guys don't know, this is one of the Catholic churches that has a perpetual adoration chapel. So you can be with Jesus, like, in the Eucharist, which is, like, pretty cool. It's not just receiving it in Mass. It's actually sitting right in front of you in the Adoration Chapel. So if you decide to go, a team member can take you this weekend. We also might have adoration tomorrow night, too, so there's always that. We'll also be eating in the Bosco Center. That's where your skits will happen. Again, guys sleeping, eating, and praise and worship. So majority of our time will either be spent in here or in Bosco. Okay, so aside from that, those are pretty much the rules, places. That's the important stuff. But, like, I'll go back to what I had mentioned in the beginning. You guys don't have time this weekend. So this is kind of an important time to be like, how am I doing, like, as an actual person? Analyze how things are going in life. It's kind of like a gut check, you know? Find out how you are doing, what else, like, you need to be doing. Like, how can you grow, essentially, in your relationship with God? I'm here to plant these seeds. So, a quick analogy we like to use is a rock and a rose here at Antioch. Rick mentioned growth, whether you want it or not, stuff like that. So, a rock is just a rock, because they say in SpongeBob, right? He's like, oh, a beautiful rock. But rocks don't grow, that's the thing. At least I don't know any rocks that grow. So, the rocks are the people that are going to come on this retreat and sit there kind of hard and cold, and they're not much is going to happen. But then you take something like a rose, and it's something that blooms, and it continues to grow over time. And it's constantly, like, people are admiring its beauty. We want you guys to be roses, or at least, like, kind of plant the seeds to be roses. Essentially, we want you to grow on the weekend. What else? One of the last things is be open. Be ready for new experiences. Again, Christians, we're called to be uncomfortable. So get a little loose, dance this weekend. Lastly, we would, as a team, we decided and we'd like to dedicate this retreat to the Blessed Mother, who, oh, it's kind of squeaky, who, like, was literally your age when she gave the biggest yes in the Bible, a fiat, so to say. So this yes is the original, like, she decided to carry on Jesus, to save humanity. So we ask you guys to simply say yes to this weekend, too. And with that, we do want to dedicate this retreat to the Blessed Mother. So we're going to go ahead and close in prayer. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O most holy and blessed Mother, love us as we venture into the unknown, but the fun of this weekend. Walk with us and keep our experiences positive on a path of profound trust in both you and Jesus. Hold fast our minds, hearts, and body, so that the infinitely good God of goodwill of God may be done in us and everyone on this retreat. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, that's like your opening welcome talk. All right, so real quick, at your tables, your table leaders do have some discussion questions. Now you can finally get to know each other's names. All right, so go ahead, table leaders, take out your discussion questions. You guys.